Beginning my variety hour now on 670 AM WPPJ. My name is Val Palmieri. My co-host is Will Kleinhans. How are you doing, Will?
I'm hanging in there.
Hanging in there. Okay, I hope you can get through this next hour because you've never sat with me through this next hour before. A little nervous because I know this isn't your kind of music.
What can you do?
What can you do? Well, I'm glad you're here anyway, and I hope you like it. She was just in Johnstown this past weekend. Here's Kelly Clarkson with Mr. Know-It-All.
Down south, roll down the windows with the radio. You could be a blackbird on a country street, hiding from the world with a broken wing, but you better believe you're gonna fly with me. And you could be a songbird from a New Orleans, scared of the rain, just as scared to sing, but you better believe you're gonna fly with me. Well, here we are, baby, in the back of my bed, sun's going down, sky's turning red, stars coming out. Baby, look at you now. God knows how long, but it's been a while since I heard you laugh and I seen that smile. Felt that kiss, and I could get used to this. Baby, I could get used to this.
Such a cool song. That was Keith Urban, You Gonna Fly. I'm gonna go alternative for the next few songs. A classic tune and one of my dear favorites now. Jane's Addiction, Jane Says on 670 AM WPPJ.
Man, and she starts to cry. She takes else to do about it. The train goes to the store at 8. She walks up on St. Andrews. She waits and gets a dinner there. She pulls a dinner from her pocket. Jane says, I ain't never been in love. I don't know what it is. She only knows if someone wants her. I wanna miss anyone. I only know they want me. She gives me and she starts to cry. She takes a swing, man. She can't hurt. She don't mean no harm. She just don't know what else to do about it.
Will had a great, great song. I loved it. Can you sing the steel drum part? No?
No.
No, he's too nervous. Okay, that's all right. Here's Sleeper Agent, Get It Daddy on WPBJ. Music bed, isn't it? I love it.
I like it.
You like it? Good. Okay. Well, that was Sleeper Agent. Get a Daddy. Will, I want you to know that I love how you make up songs randomly for no apparent reason.
Thank you.
Because that was a good one, and I wish you remembered it so you could have announced it, but hey, that's okay.
Sorry, what can I do?
Sorry, what can you do? So there's a great tweet here from Men's Humor. Rules in a relationship. You must work together to bail your partner out of unbelievably awkward conversations. Do you think that's true?
I disagree. I'm a huge fan of unbelievably awkward conversations.
Really?
Yeah. I just feel like it makes your day just so much more memorable. Because honestly, without that conversation, what makes you think you'd really remember that day?
Well, you'd be very uncomfortable. I don't know. Awkwardness is uncomfortable.
No, not if you say the most awkward thing. You can, and so no one else can really reply to it.
You are the king of awkward statements. I can't do it. You can.
Well, that's why I'm around, I suppose.
You did a much, much better job. All right. So another question. We'll talk about this before we gotta go to a commercial break for a little bit. What's the best excuse that you've used when trying to get out of a speeding ticket?
Officer, I was only going 4 miles over the speed limit. I don't understand why you're pulling me over.
That's the one you've used before?
That was my only speeding ticket.
Okay.
So
cool.
I really don't. Although, I have a story about going through a stop sign. One of my buddies pulled the officer. He glided through the stop sign. The officer
glided?
Glided.
So it was actually a rolling stop.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a rolling stop. However, if you glide through a stop sign, they don't know what to tell you, I guess. And he got away with it, so.
Well, that happened to me, though. And I got off with a warning because I was honest with the guy. He said, is there a reason that you rolling stopped? Literally, that was the terminology he used, rolling stopped. I said, no. But honesty worked out for me. I don't know. Well, you said, I've told you that story before, and you say it's because I'm a girl.
It's very true.
Well, why do you think girls get the benefit of the doubt?
I don't know. I think that police officers just generally hate the male public.
Maybe. I don't know. Natalie tuning in. Thanks for this. She went to my Facebook page and she said, I fell works every time. That's also true. Good one. Good job, Nat. I like it.
I suppose you could always use the classic excuse, I have to go to the bathroom.
Or I'm in labor. I like that one.
Well, if you're in labor, there'd definitely be signs.
You stuff yourself really quick with whatever you have in your car. Most girls have clothes in their car.
But stuff normally, whatever. Normally, there'd be like some water in places or something.
Not if her water broke. Maybe she's on the way to the hospital because her water already broke at home. Officer doesn't know that. Officer, well, or you could just say plain old women problems.
I don't think that'd go over too well.
No?
No.
Really?
No.
You don't think an officer would just end it right there and say, okay, go ahead?
No. I think it's their duty to kind of just mess with you.
Oh, my God. True words and truer words unspoken by... Oh, my God. You have great stories, I wish you could say. But I'm going to get to a commercial break right now. This is 670 AM WPPJ. You're listening to Val Palmieri and my special guest, Will. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. All right, keeping up with the Variety Hour. I'm Val Palmieri, joined by Will. Will, how are you feeling today? You having a good time?
So far, so good.
So far, so good? Excellent. Well, I hope you still feel this way, because we're going to get a little country for a little bit here.
Okay, then.
Get ready. I love the sassiness and feistiness of this next country girl. She just tears into every wrongdoing man out there. Here's Miranda Lambert with Baggage Claim.
Around your sensitive ego. your troubles off at the conveyor belt. I'll hand you a ticket to go get it yourself. As I burn this train, you got a lot of luggage in your name. And when you hit the ground, check the lost and found, cause it ain't my problem now. I can't carry it on. I got a lot of troubles on my own. It's all over the yard and the trunk of the car. I'm packing it in, so come and get it. You can't kick. You better call your mama when you get to town. Cause I ain't gonna be hanging around. As I beg you, explain. You got a lot of luggage in your name. When you hit the ground, check the lost and found. Because it ain't my problem now. I can't carry it on. I got a lot of troubles of my own. It's all over the yard and the trunk of the car.
These feelings piling up won't give me no rest. This might come out a little crazy, a little sideways, yeah, maybe. I don't know how long it'll take me, but I'll do my best. You'll be my salt and sweet, I'll be your strong and steady. You'll be my glass of wine, I'll be your shot of whiskey. You'll be my sunny day, I'll be your shade tree. You'll be my honeysuckle, came out a little country, but every word was right on the money, and I got you smiling, honey, right back at me. Now hold on, cause I ain't done, there's more where that came from. Well, you know I'm just having fun, but seriously, you'll be my Louisiana, I'll be your Mississippi, you'll be my little Loretta, I'll be your Conway Twitty, you'll be my sugar baby, sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle, I'll be your honeybee. Your kiss just said it all, I'm glad we had this talk. Nothing left to do but fall in each other's arms. I could have said I love you, could have wrote you a line or two. Baby, all I know to do is speak right from the heart. You'll be my soft and sweet, I'll be your strong.
strong and steady. You be my glass of wine. I'll be your shot of whiskey. You be my sunny day. I'll be your shade tree. You be my honeysuckle. I'll be your honeybee. You be my Louisiana. I'll be your Mississippi. You be my little Loretta. I'll be your Conway Twitty. You be my sugar baby. I'll be your sweet iced tea. You be my honeysuckle. And I'll be your honeybee. I'll be your honeybee.
Honeybee Blake Shelton for Ashley, tuning in from the downtown area this afternoon. Miranda Lambert with Baggage Claim before that. The golden couple of country right now, for sure. After hearing Baggage Claim, I think Blake would do well not to make Miranda mad. Ever. I love how the guitar sounds in this one. Lady Gaga for you now. This is You and I.
It's been a long time since I came around. Been a long time, but I'm back in town. Chase 6 whole years. Oh, New York.
Will's favorite song in the history of ever, I'm convinced.
You've caught my secret love for Maroon 5.
Mm-hmm. He likes to dance to it. It's a good dancing song.
Thanks.
Still going strong after months of being on the charts, Maroon 5 with moves like Jagger. And hey, don't forget to watch Adam and Christina on The Voice when it premieres right after the Super Bowl on Sunday. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break right now. I will be back in about 3 minutes. That's the axe grinder bed. That's Will's favorite, right?
I don't know. I just thought it sounded cool. I don't know what it's about.
You don't know what it's about. Oh, man. All right. Well, Sammy Hagar is a little bit bitter considering Van Halen put out their new stuff. He says, quote, "I think there's zero inspiration and zero creativity." Agree or disagree? You've heard new Van Halen before.
I disagree with that statement. I have not heard new Van Halen yet.
Oh, I thought you did. I thought I played Tattoo for you.
No, I have no idea if you did or not.
No? Okay. Well, anyway, just to fill you in, I know you don't like chicken foot, right?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Not at all? Yeah, me either. He says chicken foot is a little more creative.
Okay.
Yeah. Highly doubt that, too. That's exactly what I said. Glad you agree. Definitely glad that you agree. So those rumors about Oprah playing godmother to Beyonce's Baby Blue, false. Oprah's got enough on her plate anyway. Here's Crazy in Love on 670 AM WPPJ.
Crazy right now, your love's got me looking so crazy right now, crazy.
Beyonce and Jay-Z, Crazy in Love. Hope their new child is doing well. This next song, definitely one of Will's favorites. Absolutely, for sure. Why is this one of your favorite songs, Will?
Because at the end of your workday, you're like, let's go drink.
Exactly. And that's pretty much what this song's all about. Actually, the song's about leaving early.
Well,
you just had a bad day, and you just want to be done, right?
Well, that's like most days, but unfortunately, I don't have that kind of money where I can just be like, I'm done with work for the day.
Yeah, that's unfortunate, definitely. But it's a good song nonetheless, and we're going to leave you with this today. Thank you for tuning in to Val and Will today. I'll be back next Monday from 2 to 4 p.m. Check me out on Facebook, Val Pal on WPPJ, and on Twitter, WPPJ_Val Pal. Here's It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere. Alan Jackson and Jimmy Buffett.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour, older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know there'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before 2. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan. I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care. I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right, well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay, well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between.